This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Belhaven Scottish Ale, Category 9C, Scottish 80 shilling export. This particular beer is in a nitro can, so it's going to be a little bit different than you'd get off of a traditional draft pour or out of the bottle. So try to take that into account a little bit. I don't mind canned beers, particularly ones from Britain. They actually tend to be a little bit fresher than the bottled products. I guess it's in the packaging. But, you know, if they do the nitro thing, you have to sort of put up with that. Anyway, let's take a look at it. Well, it's got that nitro head. Incredibly tiny, tight bubbles. Cream-colored, very persistent head. I'd expect the head to be there at the end of the glass. It's clear, and it's a dark amber, I'll call it. I'll give that a 3. Some examples are a little bit darker into the coppery colors, but dark amber's okay. Smell it. It's malty-sweet. Say that's medium intensity. The malt has a caramelly nose to it. Yeah, it's like a pure caramel. It's like smelling the caramel candies, the chewy candies. It's a little bit earthy, a little bit bready. Just a, it's hard to tell if the earthiness is hops or not. It could be the hops, or it could be that what some people think is peat smoke. There's some of that there. And a suggestion of esters. It's not very strong. Strong Scotch ales have quite a bit of esters here. They're pretty restrained. Not getting any diacetyl. It's malty caramelly is the predominant nose. So I'm going to give that a 10. Tasting it, it's very smooth. Nitro at work again. It's grainy and caramelly up front. And when while the maltiness lasts all through the finish, in the finish you start picking up a touch of roasty dryness and a hint of smoke, perhaps, that earthiness. If it's smoke at all, I'd say it's very light. It's in that just hint of earthy, smoky quality. More interesting is to talk about the effect of a touch of roasted malt or roasted barley, would have. When you add a touch of that, it tends to darken the beer a little bit. It tends to give the head a little bit of color. And it also tends to give a little bit of grainy dryness in the finish. I mean, it doesn't, when I say it's roasty dryness, I mean it's dryness that's coming from malt, not that it has a particularly roasted flavor, because it doesn't. It's a caramely, grainy flavor. But, I can tell that the dryness is coming from that, from the malt, because it's a sort of a full, malty finish. But it's giving that kick of dryness that I associate with grain. Bitterness is medium to medium low, probably medium low. It's smooth, as I've already said. Esters are very low. I get a medium-low earthiness, maybe from the hops, maybe from the water. The full finish with the caramel flavors It's not really striking me as a lot of residual sweetness. I mean, it's like a caramel maltiness, but that dryness from the little bit of roasted barley is really sort of balancing that, you know, that maltiness. So, I mean, it makes you want to take another sip. So I did. It's bready. The caramely quality also has, I guess you could call it lightly toasty. I think it's a fairly clean beer. It doesn't have a lot of rough edges. There's that little bit of earthiness, and that's about it. I'll give it a 17 in the flavor. You know, I could get a little bit more of a malt punch, and I just wonder if the nitro is suppressing some of it. As far as mouthfeel, well, the first thing you notice is it's like super smooth. It's that nitro thing going on, creamy. One of the ways that it does that is it knocks all the carbonation out of it, so the carbonation is really low. So it's medium body with low carbonation. That drinking some of the bubbles just has a very smooth feel. There's no warmth, no astringency. Yeah. Low carbonation, but it does have some heft to it. So, I mean, it actually tastes very creamy. I'll give it a 4. And probably the only thing there is just because the nitro is a little weird. So, overall, mildly malty in the balance, super smooth. You should probably figure out I'm not a fan of the nitro presentation. It did wind up being very fresh and clean, and, you know, that's a good thing. So I'd rather have, you know, put up with nitro than to deal with, like, an oxidized beer in a bottle. You know, the stale beer's nasty. The caramel is, it's there, but it's restrained. I know a lot of judges look for an over-the-top caramely flavor, and that's, you know, that's not really in these beers. This is a 5.2 beer, though, so it's actually on the higher side than I think the bottle product is a little less. You get that dryness in the finish. So the combination of that caramely flavor up front and that little bit of roasted dryness in the finish with a sort of a low hop character, that's really characteristic of the Scottish ale styles, and this has it. So I'll go ahead and give that an 8. So that totals up to a 42. Not bad. If it wasn't a nitro beer, I'd probably give it a little better, but, you know, the bottles aren't always on. So that's a Category 9C Scottish Export Ale. This is a Belhaven Scottish Ale.